I want to talk about a couple of things. One, interest rates. I always like to start off with interest rates to kind of tell people what's happening out there. You have a grip on what's happening in the mortgage world because you breathe it every day. Not everyone pays much attention to it until they need a loan.
Until they need it.
Exactly. Correct. Where are the interest rates going? What's happening out there in the...
Not much change from last time we talked. We're still... national average is probably about 4.5%.
Good.
Still very good. We're still... hovering around that 4.5.
Okay.
And we've been there for a while now.
And is that on jumbo loans or just what loan amount does that type of interest rate get you?
In our area, $484,350 is the conforming loan limit. And anything above that, but it's different in different counties. There may be people listening in San Joaquin County, and that's different than Sacramento County, or Sacramento County is different than Yolo County, et cetera.
And what about a 15-year loan? What happens to that interest rate if someone wants a 15-year?
Probably drops, I would say, roughly about 0.5%.
Okay, but over a 15-year period, I mean,
big
that's
savings on,
huge
on
savings.
Your, big savings on your interest, but remember, you can turn your 30 into a 15 with an amortization schedule. If you want to make some extra payments per month or maybe one extra payment a year, there's a way to also turn that into a 15-year.
How do they do that?
You can give me a call at 916-977-1234, and I'll be glad to talk to them about that.
And you sit down. It doesn't cost them anything to meet with you.
Doesn't cost them anything. Absolutely not.
And the information is always valuable. How about people out there looking to buy a home? Explain to me the benefits of having a pre-qualified status and going into buying a home, whether it be a used home or a new home.
Yeah, existing home. If your realtor is taking you out and they don't have you pre-approved or at least at a minimum pre-qualified, run the credit, looked at income, looked at assets, I would find a new realtor because they need to do that before they go out. You're going to get five offers on a house, and they're going to look at all of those offers. I try to call the listing agent and say, hey, this is my client. I want to talk to you. If you have any questions about them, I always try to call the listing agent and say, I've talked to this client. They've met me face-to-face. I've gone over everything with them. You know, I've got a pre-approval on them. And I think that really, it puts your offer. If you got five offers and you're number five, it's going to move you up to number one.
Right. And you're looking at a home, you fall in love with it.
Sure.
If you have to back up and say, okay, let's start the qualification, that house isn't going to be on the market. It's gone. The next person in line is going to take it.
Your offer's not going to get accepted.
You're not going to get the house that you really, really want. Let's talk about refinancing for home improvement projects. Mm-hmm. Those that are looking to put a new kitchen in, a new bathroom, maybe a roof, siding, windows, all those great things that we'd love to do to our house to make them worth more money. How does someone start? And I know being a contractor, numbers have to be generated, but then it has to go into a loan.
Equity, equity, equity. So you want to find out how much equity you do have in the property. Sometimes you may have to take some slight risk and, you know, get an appraisal on your property. Mm-hmm. It may not come back where you want it. It may come back where it may surprise you to where you have enough equity to do that remodel, to do that kitchen, to do that bath, to do that roof, to put that back into your home to create more value.
So your home is worth X amount of dollars, but you're projected to put a $70,000 kitchen in. You're projected to put a $30,000 bathroom, maybe a new roof, and you're really going to tidy the house up. Are there loans that can project an estimated amount of what that house is going to be worth based on the improvements that are going to go into it?
There are, yes. I mean, you can do future value.
Okay.
Future value is going to, you're going to have the experts going to come in. You're going to have an appraiser come in. You're going to have a contractor come in.
Right.
They're going to give you a bid, and they're going to look at what future value is after those repairs are done. Anybody has any questions on that, they can always give me a call. Troy Bird, Guild Mortgage, 916-977-1234. You can also check me out on the web, www.troybird.com.
Now, Troy, let's move on to talk about what economists are seeing in our economy coming up. You read a lot about it. Your business is focused around it. So you know more than the average bear about what economists are thinking out there. What's your feeling on moving forward for the next 12 months?
The only reason I know, I nerd out on this stuff. I do like to read about what economists, they are just opinions of economists. There is a survey that just came out, and 25% of the economists that were surveyed said there's a possibility of a recession in the next 12 months. But what that means is 75% of the economists think that there won't be a recession.
Which is really good news.
Which is good news.
And,
correct.
And I'm willing to side on the 75% because I think, especially in California,
right.
You probably read in the paper last week, our governor wants to see 3.5 million homes, affordable housing units
right.
in
there
this
state.
There
is a shortage. Yeah.
There is a shortage, but that means the wheel is going to be greased with construction, landscaping, roofing, siding, windows, furniture stores, you doing loans on homes.
Right.
You know, it just fuels our economy, real estate agents, brokerage firms, roof inspectors. It goes on and on and on. You know,
and then they need new things to put in that house, kitchen appliances, et cetera.
Exactly. And all those things. So that to me, I think overall in the United States is going to fuel the economy, but especially here in California, if the governor can get that launched and have 3.5 million homes. The problem I think he's going to have is the labor shortage. So hopefully he is successful at that because we all win when the housing market is really moving straight ahead. You mentioned 25% predict a recession. What's the definition in your mind a recession?
So you have gross domestic product, the GDP. If you have two negative quarters of GDP at any time, that is considered a recession. That's simple. That's the explanation.
Does that mean soup lines? Does that mean?
No, it just means that the gross domestic product is not producing as it once was, and so now we're in negative every quarter. And if there's two in a row, that's considered a potential recession.
And we're about 3.8, 3.9 in our economy with growth.
I believe that is correct. Yes.
Okay. So. Yeah. Even if it went back to 2.4 or 2.2, we're still plugging along pretty well. We're not down in the onesies.
Right, right. And most of the economists are saying we'll have some sluggish GDP moving forward, mm-hmm. but not negative.
And where I'm going with this, it is a good time to buy a home. It's a good time to refinance your home. You know, and it's not a scare tactic. The economy moves around. It's a pinball. I mean, it's just the way it is.
And it's a guess. It's anybody's guess. I mean, the trade wars that you mentioned earlier.
Right.
Nobody knows how those are going to turn out with China. And that's going to have a big effect on the overall economy. Maybe not so much local, but overall economy.
Do you look at it as protecting yourself as a homeowner to take advantage of the low interest rates right now?
Oh, of course. Why not?
You know, yeah, it locks you in. It gives you a sense of security.
Right.
And you're locked in for 15 or 30 years.
Right.
And if the economy does, you know, go south on us, at least you're locked in at a low interest rate and you're actually protecting yourself against some type of recession that might hit us. And there will be one in the future. No question about it.
No question.
It's a matter of when and how severe it is. So getting you to refinance someone's home, getting them the money they need at a very low interest rate right now is probably a good
All they have to do is just give me a call, Troy Bird at Guild Mortgage, 916-977-1234, or check me out on the web, which is www.troybird.com.
And Troy, along with refinancing homes and getting people their qualified letter, you have so many other things that you offer people in the mortgage business. Can you explain to what some of those?
We offer a wide range of mortgages for purchases and for refinance. So you need to look at VA loans, you need to look at FHA loans, you need to look at conventional loans. Maybe you need to do a cash out refinance for those home improvements. We do all of those, jumbo loans, all of those types of financing. The best thing to do is just give me a call and I'll go through all of those with the client. It is not a cost to them. It's a phone interview. And I can go through all of that with them. Just give me a call, 916-977-1234.
And you know, I'm not going to have time to bring this question on the air, but we did have a question this week from one of our listeners, modular homes. We've never talked about modular homes, not mobile homes, modular homes. Can you briefly explain that to our listeners?
Make sure you put it on a permanent foundation.
That's it. That's permanent that's foundation.
Permanent
with a
foundation.
Permit.
Make sure you got a permit. Make sure you're doing all of the local codes and those types of things when you're building a modular home. There's nothing against. I have nothing against modular homes. You can get financing on them. They just got to be done right.
Right, exactly. And you could help someone go through that process.
Yes.
Also.
Yes, absolutely.
That is great. Hey, we've been listening to Troy Bird, askthecontractors.com. Troy Bird with Guild Mortgage. Work with the Bird team. Margeet Work, Troy Bird, Guild Mortgage. at 977-1234, 916-977-1234. Stay with us, everyone. I have some tips for your home to make your home more comfortable and save you money. We also have the question of the week. Stay with us, everyone. I'm your host, Todd Bird. I'll be right back.